Yes, good afternoon. In light of Dr. Winger's recent remarks today on other occasions, I too would like to have much more clarity about the actual status and powers of this board. If in fact you are not directors and are merely advisory, then I think that the activities of this board, I've been attending pretty regularly in the last couple of years.
The microphone?
Two answers. One answer.
Okay, if this board is merely advisory in nature, I'd like to suggest the activities of the board have been something like 80% absolute waste of time. We need to clarify the status. If we already are directors, I mean you, then let's step up to the plate and accept that and insist on it. And if we're not, well, then let's just pick up our marbles and go home. And I'm not sure we should ask permission of anybody. That's garbage.
We'll move forward to are there any objections to responding to the questions in alphabetical order?
Oh, I'm sorry. No
objection. Okay, Ms. Cordon.
Two minutes. Do any of the questions or comments you have?
As someone pointed out, if we don't get into the specificity of programming, except, you know, committees make recommendations and sometimes there are some grandiose things. The way that I like to work, and as many people know, I focus a lot on the bylaws to get some aspects of those structures out of the way to allow the creativity at the various stations to blossom in terms of programming. There are some wonderful ideas. You know, and in terms of, like, those of us that are on the board, there's no resume required or anything like that, but our staff are required to submit resumes. So, but we haven't done enough of the development of the staff that we have, et cetera. In terms of reaching out to our listeners, expanding our listener base, I firmly support expanding the 5 hours of Spanish language. We don't have time to go into all of the nuts and bolts that you raised, but there is each of our signal areas has an ever-expanding base of Spanish language listeners. The nuances you're talking about are relevant. I can even understand Portuguese, even though I speak Spanish. So certainly a nuance of Nicaraguan descent. I can understand the Cuban. They can afford that a bit. Mexican, Costa Rican, Salvadorans, we all understand each other. That's not like a particular issue. But growing the base means far more than that. Some of the issues that others have raised about going back to our traditional base, the largest growth here was during the Central America Wars. These are people who were very progressive during the uprising that we had here in South Central and so forth. All of those periods have marked something where KPSK and Pacifica have played a unique role. We don't want to sound like NPR. Why do we want to sound like NPR? We are supposed to be thinking we fill a niche no one else can.
Thank you, Mr. Stefan.
You know, it's arguable who our base is, and there's plenty of arguing over that. I have always advocated for the listener, even earlier, about, like, when our programs aren't listed on the website, when they make changes, that's really frustrating for listeners. They don't know if they're gone. They just find something else. You know, our listeners grew this fall, as did other public affairs stations, because there was something interesting in the national news, like the election. Now I see, you know, in December they're migrating back to KJAZ or KUSC, and I don't want to make programming decisions. I mean, I certainly have my opinions. I want to encourage and work with management and staff to come up with their ideas with, financial plans, how it will work, how they're going to do it, execute it, promote it, That's their job, and that, you know, last year I had I put together a volunteer group for staff and the LSB and management to work together on this. Those are the kinds of things I think are productive or can be, should be productive. I don't know. Most of the time, you know, the board's been fighting over really stupid things, and they don't have time to you know, be productive. And I'd like to change that. And that's why I want to be on the national board, to try and help get good ideas and figure out how to execute them.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to cover some of the questions. There's a lot of questions, and I'm trying to write them down. So in terms of new listenership, which was some of the questions that the listeners and I think Ken brought up, I think it's important for us to go back to, like, the basics of a lot of, I do a lot of voter registration and precinct walks, and I think that's very important. That's something that KPFK hasn't done. You know, something that we have on our side in terms of demographics is the census. There's a lot of census data that we just recently had, and we should be utilizing that for our signal areas. Like, where should we target, you know, families or young people or whatever it may be. Another thing is to invite people. If we're coming as a PMD to a signal area, we should invite folks. Yeah. Let them know that there are other stations in other parts of the country. That's very important. In terms of bringing back the base, look back at our archive membership. So something that I realized that seems to be an ongoing theme is that our membership department at the different stations seems to be like a mess. And I don't know why, or why they're not updated, or why we don't go back to these people, right? So one of the things, like, when I get solicited to donate to a certain place or to a certain nonprofit, it's like, I haven't donated for 2 years. And then they go back and then they say, hey, you forgot about us. Come donate money. That could be a possibility that we could utilize within Pacifica. What makes me distinct for a candidate is that so far, a lot of the PMB has gone with old ideas, and I think it's really important for us to become a station of the 21st century, because we are not the station for the 21st century, and therefore our aging demographic is slowly going away because we're not trying to focus on the new and bridging the old. So that's something that we really have to look at on how to incorporate that with our younger listeners. In terms of Spanish language, I definitely support that. There's Spanish language speaking folks in every station that we're at, and more than a large. Oh, okay, that's it.
Thank you. Next, Lawrence.
I've got our order memorized. Okay, so I will address the specific issues that were directed at me. And again, my roles are commingled at this point. I'm realistic. I don't care what role I occupy or what it's called. There are things that need to happen in this organization or it will cease to exist. There are forces within this organization that choose to tear it apart, and we're foolish to think that these things do not still exist on the left, and that we are somehow just completely immune from all this destructiveness, which we're not, and it's obvious every day of the week in Pacifica. Rodriguez, address your issue. Okay, so I read my job description. Apparently there are all these people working for me that I just don't know about, and if I had them, it would make my job much easier, because all this output for which I am responsible, I'd be supervising what they do, because I would have a national HR director, a national development director, a national programming director. They're listed there. They don't work for us. So all these things, when I get to programming, it's like wrangling cats to get every single bit of national programming that has occurred since election season to get them coordinated, to do the $200,000 in 12 hours as a network. That's because I told everyone they were free. And I stayed up all night, and I was up at 6 a.m. dealing with the tech issues. To change anything in programming creates blowback that you would not believe. And you would think it would be easy to get together, you know, 2 hours of election night coverage. But even coordinating with Democracy Now! And getting a hard clock is work. And I'm on every one of those production calls. Last week, I did a webinar on one subject and a teleconference on another at the same time. There is one of me to go around, and programming is not the first thing on the agenda. Payroll is melting down. HR is off the rails. The personnel handbook hasn't been updated in 17 years. We've been almost sued out of existence. It took a month and a half to get insurance for us, and we're back. Double the deductible now. Those are the realities of Pacifica. In D.C., I had to meet with staff and tell them that there was no payroll 2 payroll periods from now, and that we needed to move their fund drive up, and I sat there and helped them plan their next fund drive so that they will have payroll. I went to New York and met with the union yesterday to discuss what happens when there is no payroll, because I'm getting payroll where I can get it. I'm the one that stops the budget cuts, to the consternation of my side of the aisle, if we want to call it that, because I am the tie vote as the chair. And to your question, I have no reason not to run for it, because this is an unstable organization in which the people that would like me not to be fixing things do not want me to continue with IED or permanent ED. And so there's no reason to step down, because anything can happen in the next 2 months. I will continue as chair. I will continue in any role that helps keep this place from going out of business.
Yeah, in regards to Margie's first question, you know, I'm going to take it out because, it's the non-Spanish speaking people who are trying to speak for the Spanish speaking people. And it is kind of insulting, you know. I find what Bella said is kind of accurate, it's kind of ludicrous. You know, coming from where I come from New York, WBAI. Puerto Rican population, Dominican, Cuban, Mexican now, it's everything. So I think what needs to happen first is for the non-Spanish speakers to step out of the way, okay, and for the ED and for the National Program Committee to have some cojones, and actually start to deal with this. Question of $5 Spanish language program. And of course, each station has to be autonomous. And even each affiliate has to be autonomous. But every station, and even most of the affiliates, has some kind of indigenous Spanish language programming population, or even non-hemispheric people, native people, indigenous people as well. So, I mean, first of all, let's stop anglicizing, you know, what is not an Anglo issue. You know, you really just need to step aside on that. And in regards to bringing back our base, it is obvious. I mean, this is a hide and seek network. You know, we hide what we don't want people to see, and then we show what we want people to see, which is all the dysfunction in the world. But when it comes to actually being transparent to the people. I have to laugh because I hear somebody say, well, I'm an advocate for the listeners, when all I hear this person do and see this person do is attack listeners and belittle them for the, you know, some, they're supposed to be some kind of between.
Time.
So time is up and I'm gonna wrap it up.
As a bilingual person, I want to translate cojones. I think in this context means fortitude.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
What's it
normally
mean?
I was
I would support the listeners by, if I were a PNB board director, by pushing the PNB and those and its constituents supporting LSB subcommittees to move toward direct democracy with regard to the programming issue. I would support Summer Reese because the issues we have are stations are failing financially. I would try to get back on to the National Finance Committee, and I would insist that their budgets were realistic and that they fix their programming to start bringing in listeners. I would bring in listeners, I would suggest they bring in listeners, by noting that we were as high as 157,000 in November, and we were as low as 80,000 per week in June. In contrast, KFI, Coast to Coast Radio, has 3 to 5 million listeners. They have a lot of commercials. They spend more time in commercials than they do in radio. We could compete with them by having the same programming without the commercials, and we can grab their thing. If KPFK had that kind of listenership, our front drives would last 19 minutes. If the rest of the stations were to go after this free lunch, and to have the and go after the censored programming that is kept on is suppressed by the United States government and our gatekeepers within the KPFA office, and I guess throughout Pacifica, we could get the listeners. We can get the listeners because we can offer that stuff just 3 hours a night, and just with 3 hours a night, I don't know if the Hispanic language stuff really wants to be on from 9 to midnight when people want to work. I believe they'd like to have it on in the morning, but they can, I don't know, let the Hispanic language program go or wants to go, and let's put in some programming there and compete against the coast-to-coast thing, grab that audience, and with those listeners, we will have the money, and we won't have failing stations. This is a new idea, and we can win.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not voting for you.
Bella, please.
Thank you for your statement.
Okay, these ballots are numbered, so if possible, try to write down candidate names in the order of your preference. If you mess up, make it very obvious by changing the numbers that are there. If you leave a blank, it will disappear. So if you rate a first rank and a third rank, your third rank will become second.
Could you please repeat the names of the candidates?
Kind of small.
Got a giant note on the back wall. Oh, come on.
The list behind me reads Lydia Buzzone, Tim Kaufman, Brenda Medina, Summer Reed, Lawrence Reyes, and Dr. Wenger, Dr. Zamin.
Also, because there are three people being elected, it is very likely that votes will be transferred, which means if your first rank candidate is elected with more votes than he or she needs, your vote can count for more because the excess can go towards electing your second choice. So even if your first choice is elected, it makes sense to rank additional candidates. You can rank as many or as few as you like.
If you're ready, can you keep hold of your votes so can be collected?
Have I collected all the ballots?
Anybody have an outstanding ballot?
Okay, we're expecting 24 ballots.
24. Terry, did you calculate the threshold?
Yes,
7. The threshold will be 7.
7.
1. 2. 3. 4. Plumber. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Is there somebody
who wants to come to the building and sound system? Are you carrying the treasurer with you? Are you carrying it? I've been with this drug dump for something last year.
I'm
asking if you're sitting through the chair.
22, 23. 24.
Would anybody like?
We're missing ballots.
Not
right.
I'm counting them, Mrs. Bank.
Microphones and.
Where did they go?
Okay. Yeah.
Someone's got
an
ability to store the equipment, and will arrive at every single meeting.
Read it.
I have
it.
Lassan. Kaufman.
Question. Would it make any sense? Would it make any sense to hold the next meeting here? Would it make any sense to store it here?
Wait,
what
is this next meeting?
At least store
it
here for the next meeting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. $6.
Round one. Reese. Brazon. Brazon. Medina. Reese. Medina. Brazon. Medina. Wenger. Brazon.
This is a little better this time.
Brazon. Oh, Brazon. Reese.
Lydia.
Medina. Brazon. Brazon. Reese. Reese. Wenger. Reese. It's on. And it looks like everybody used the numbers that were there. Okay, Lee Brazon on the first round. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 votes.
She's elected.
7 is the threshold.
Brendan Medina on the first round. 1, 2, 3, 4 votes. Samarice on the first round. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 votes.
She's elected.
John Wenger on the first round. 1, 2 votes. Okay. At this point, before any candidates are eliminated, I must distribute the excess.
Right.
Greatest excess is from Summer Reed.
How many does Summer have?
She has 10 votes. The threshold is 7. That means there are 3 excess votes.
So each ballot counts for 3/10 of a vote.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That is correct. Okay.
So
on marking these 0.3 in the upper right hand corner.
Okay, and these fractional votes are being distributed to the voters' second choice on their ballot. 3/10 to Kaufman, who previously had no vote. 3/10 to Kaufman. 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 So, at this point, then, we have 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 3.3 votes. For Kim Carter.
No, it used to be 3.
Oh, I'm not reading. You're right. 3.
It's 33.
Okay, so those are 9.
It's 3 votes.
Right.
There are 10
of them. 3 votes.
You get 3 votes.
Thanks for the correct vote. Okay.
I'm
going to
make that
last. Second round, Libby Lebon has 8. Clinton Kaufman has 3.
Repeat it again,
Terry. In the second round, Libby Lebon still has her 8 votes. Kim Kaufman has 3 votes that she has inherited by transfer. Brenda McGinnis still has 4 votes. Summer Reed is down to 7 votes for excess having been transferred. Lauren Perez has 0 votes. John Winger has 2 votes. We now have an excess of votes for Libby Lebon to transfer.
Yes, how many votes?
She has
one extra vote.
One extra vote, so each of these 8 votes is worth 1/8. So 1/8 will go to the second place voter on each of Lydia's votes.
And there are 8 of them, right? Hmm? And
there
are 8 of them.
Yeah. There are 8 of them. So.
Point up inside.
Huh?
Point up inside.
1/8. I got confused with the 0.3. I bet. Second, 1/8 vote to Brenda. Another 8 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 to Brenda. 8 to Brenda. With her current 4 votes, that brings her up to 5. Olivia is at 7. Kim is at 3. Summer is at 7. Lawrence is at 0. John is at 2.
Okay. Terry, did you mention that both Olivia and Summer are elected at this point?
The election's not yet certified. Yes, but I wouldn't be transferring excess if Libby Lebon and Brenda Mendina and Summer Reed had not been elected. At this point, with no excess to distribute, Lawrence Reyes having 0 votes is eliminated as a candidate. Having no votes, there's nothing to distribute from canceling him. So we are again at the point where we have 5 candidates for 4 seats, no excess to transfer
for 3 seats.
For 3 seats. So again, the lowest candidate is eliminated. That is John Winger with 2 votes. This now gives us potentially votes to transfer. So we look at John's votes. These are each worth 1/2 vote at this point.
So each has 2 votes, so each of those are...
Oh, each is worth 1, that's right. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Good to have you here. Okay, yeah, each of these is 1.
Wait, I was thinking about that. I had a question about the conference. Yeah.
Okay, so this vote, second choice, Brenda Mendina. This vote, second, is to Summer.
some are having already been elected at, and that threshold will not receive the transfer vote, goes to the third choice, which is Tim Kaufman.
which is where
there's three votes somewhere underneath
here.
There's Summers, there's Brenda's.
Kim had no pile. Creative pile came out of all Summer's ballots.
So the Summer pile
is
the Kim pile. Okay.
I had about that, Terry. It's the three first places that you transferred from me. And then there was secondary votes. Does it not add up to more than three votes,
But
you weren't eliminated, so it doesn't transfer as a full vote.
Right. Everybody who voted for you in first place gets a partial vote for second place. Okay, so this then is Kim, and it was at 3, and it gets more.
4. So
3.5. So now it's a full vote. So
yes.
Lydia's at 7 elected. Kim is now at 4. Brenda got another vote. So she's at 6. Summer's still at 7, Lawrence at 0, John is at 0. Okay, so we have no excesses to transfer, so we have to eliminate the lowest candidate, which is Kim.
Right.
So Kim is eliminated,
right.
And we have already fulfilled all seats then by the remainder.
That's right.
So the rules do not require me to transfer the remaining excess of the eliminated candidate, Kim Kaufman, which means under the rules of STB, elected in sequence are Summer Reese, Lenny Brazon, Brenda McGee.
Fred Porter is cracking open the wine now. That's an inside joke. I forgot to remind him he had committed to bringing wine in.
We don't have numbers for that. I wrote on a plane next to a drunk guy that said, "Do you know this person?" By design. Yes, totally. Are we adjourned? We would like a recap of everyone that has been elected today. Please, Madam Chair, we would like a recap of everybody that has been elected today as a courtesy. Officer Van
Zellian.
I would like to say congratulations.
Quiet, please. Almost over.
Judge, as our new vice chair.
Jeff
Merrick as our new vice chair. Michael Novick as our new treasurer. Thank you, John Gary, for continuing to be secretary. And our staff, P&D director, John Crumstrap.
And our new lady chair.
Thank you. You like your name? I mean, Dave Graywell. And to our new P&D listeners, directors, Lydia Brazon, Summer Reese, and Brenda Medina. And thank you, listeners, for all the support. And thank you, listeners, for joining our meeting. And there was one announcement before we convene. Dr. Wainwright up first.
And at 5 o'clock, I'm going to give a talk at the Hunter Irving Coffee House about a very cheap and expensive way to improve your health. and it's something Jim probably never heard about, namely the electrification of blood to kill the parasites and the bacteria and the viruses in your blood and that sort of stuff. You kill a cold in a couple hours, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have the time and an inclination, come hear the talk. It should be interesting. And so, thank you for your meeting.
One more
comment
for the
panel,
and then we'll
adjourn. Yeah, I just want to acknowledge the new chair, Ted, as doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned for 2 minutes. I just quick to announce again that the February 9th fundraiser is very nice. If we're doing this conference, Saturday, February 9th, 6 p.m., we'll be at that one.
I'm motion to adjourn.
Yeah,
motion to adjourn.
Yeah,
February 9th, I do. Ted one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, once you get there. Michael Wood. Is it your birthday?